Co-authors for this presentation are Dr. Stephen Maas from Texas Tech and Dr. James C. Kathalangal from Oregon State. We started this study earlier this year as a proof of concept study, and our objective was to study the carbon dynamics of two agroecosystems in the high plains. So the objective of this study was to establish a long-term agroecological project site in the Texas high plains. This map is from the Ameriflex website, and as seen here, this is the Texas high plains area, and there is no long-term flax measurement site in this area. So for this study, we selected two fields, two contrasting agroecosystems. One was a continuous cotton field, excuse me, and the other one was a pasture field for grazing and for hay production. And this pasture field was planted to WWB dal. This is a warm season perennial grass. And during this study, it was grazed once. So as an introduction, I'd like to talk about the ecosystem carbon budget concepts and the processes that is behind these concepts. So the two major processes, ecosystem processes, are photosynthesis and respiration. The respiration we can classify into two groups, the autotrophic respiration and heterotrophic respiration. The autotrophic respiration is mainly the plant respiration, where plants use glucose and convert that into carbon dioxide, water, and energy for its maintenance and growth. And heterotrophic respiration primarily include microbial respiration. So gross primary production, it is a total amount of carbon that is fixed by plants through photosynthesis. So if we subtract autotrophic respiration from gross primary production, we will get the net amount of carbon fixed by plants. This is the net primary production. So if we subtract the heterotrophic respiration from the net primary production, we will get net ecosystem exchange. So this is a net accumulation of carbon in the ecosystem. So we can also get this by subtracting ecosystem respiration from the gross primary production. The net ecosystem exchange we can measure by eddy covariance method. So we can, by eddy covariance method, we can measure this as a covariance between fluctuations in vertical wind velocity and carbon dioxide concentration. This is shown here. And in our study, we calculated 30-minute average values of net ecosystem exchange. The diurnal patterns of this net ecosystem exchange, it actually associated with changes in photosynthetically active radiation, soil temperature, and air temperature. This is an example. This is from the pasture field for day 170. So at night time, in our sign convention, the net ecosystem exchange or the carbon dioxide flux is positive because this is actually a gain for the atmosphere. And the plants is releasing carbon dioxide into the atmosphere at night because of the respiration. So during the daytime, the carbon dioxide flux is negative because this is the absorption of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So this is a loss for the atmosphere. So we had the standard eddy covariance setup in both our fields. This is a setup in the continuous cotton field, and this is a setup in the pasture field. And we measured the wind speed using the three-dimensional sonic anemometer. the carbon dioxide concentration with the IRGA, and we also measured all components of energy balance. So we collected 10 Hertz data, Then we did all the post-processing in programs written in MATLAB. We did all the major post-processing operations. This include coordinate rotation, density correction, despiking, detrending. We also screened the values based on friction velocity. We set a threshold friction velocity of 0.17 meter per second. So here are some of the results, and this is for the pasture field. This is net radiation plotted versus the sum of the remaining fluxes. As seen here, the slope is 0.74. This is actually similar type of energy balance closure we get for these type of fields. I'm not showing the energy balance closure results for the cotton field. There's another presentation after the break. Dr. Stephen Moss will present the results. This graph here, it shows the carbon dioxide flux from the pasture field. This is the flux plotted versus the day of the year. And this is, as seen here, as the cropping season progressed, the net ecosystem exchange started increasing. Then this is when the grazing started. So you can see at night time, we see this, these spikes in values. This is, this is because of animal respiration. So as when the grazing stopped, the net ecosystem exchange, you can see it's actually really low. And now it started growing, increasing again. So this is a similar type of results for the cotton field. This is the carbon dioxide flux plotted versus the day of the year. And we started making these measurements in early August. You can see that by the time the net ecosystem exchange was already high, and it stayed kind of like that for a while. And when the crops started senescing, you can see that the net ecosystem exchange values, it goes down. And this is when the irrigation stopped. Then you can see the sharp decline in NEE values. This graph here, it shows the PAR plotted versus NEE, showing the grazing effects. This is for the pasture field. And this graph here, when the grazing started, and this is when towards the end of the grazing period. And in this graph, you can see the light use efficiency is high at the beginning of grazing. So as the cow started eating the biomass, it reduced the leaf area index, and the net ecosystem exchange values decreased a lot. So the light use efficiency is low during towards the end of the grazing period. This graph here, it shows the latent heat flux values plotted versus NEE. These lines shows the peak values. The blue line shows the peak values. The red dots are for the pasture field, and the green for the cotton field. And for in the cotton field, for a unit of net NEE, the ET was high for the irrigated cotton field. So the conclusions of this study are, we can see that management practice effects on NEE values. And that's actually the objective of this study. And the grazing decreased the biomass and LAA, hence it reduced NEE a lot. NEE is strongly correlated with PAR, and the net ecosystem exchange values of pasture was higher than the cotton field. So we think that it's probably because 2010 was an unusually wet year in the Texas High Plains. So this caused more biomass accumulation in the pasture field. And the further research include, we had to find out a suitable gap filling methodology. And also we are looking at different remote sensing based process models. Finally, I would like to acknowledge NEFA for funding this study. And this study was done in a long-term demonstration project site in the Texas High Plains area. This is called the Texas Alliance for Water Conservation Demonstration Project. And we would like to thank all the project participants for their support. Thank you.
Questions for Nithya? I have an observation, I guess, to make when you showed the NEE for the grazed the pasture there. You showed the spikes and said those were associated with animal activity.
Yes.
I think those represent the times that that we noticed that the at night the cows tended to like cluster around our antiquarian's site over there, and so I think that's why explains why you see just a few of those isolated ones.
Thanks, Dr. Marks.
Any slowly burst visual signs did you have?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
How many soil heat flux measurements did you make?
Soil heat flux? We made measurements at two sites in the same field. Then we took the average of those two measurements.
Okay.